KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
Good morning. I'm Ray Harris, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The world's largest food distributor is accusing America's Big Four beef packers of price fixing. Dozens of protesters are demanding justice in North Carolina after an unserved warrant from 1955 for Carolyn Bryant Dunham was found in the basement of a Mississippi courthouse. Dunham was 21 and claimed a 14-year-old black boy named Emmett Till whistled at her. Till was killed. The death of the CEO of Tulsa's Black Wall Street is being called a domestic incident. The body of Sherry Gamble Smith was found inside her home. Her husband, Martin Smith, was rushed to the hospital with injuries, but later died. Police are saying the deaths were domestic in nature. The investigation continues. And that's the latest. I'm Ray Harris from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
With a change of weather comes a change of pests. Whether it's termites, bedbugs, or rodents, Stanley Pest Control can provide you a green approach to solve all your pest issues. Get help today. For a free inspection, visit stanleypest.com. That's stanleypest.com.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking, okay?
Please.
Okay.
Ladies first, ladies first.
Dominique DePrima, host of First Things First, weekday mornings. There are plenty of good reasons to listen to KBLA Talk 1580, but let me give you a dozen more.
Let's get intimate. I'm Dr. Deshauna Johnson.
She's Krista.
And she's Kiara.
And this is Donna Michi versus Everybody.
I'm Nicole Franklin. Welcome to Before You Go.
I'm Malina Abdullah, and you're listening to Black Lives Matters. This is not a drill.
Welcome back to Areva Martin Out Loud.
This is Legal Lens with Angela Redoff-Wright.
I'm Cynthia Brooks, and you're listening to Urban Wellness Now.
It's The Backstory with Michelle Duffy.
Living in the Sweet Spot with Angelique Francis.
I'm Tasha. Welcome back to KBLA's Lyric Lounge.
Yo, yo, Lonnie Love and me, Angelique. Welcome to Cafe Mocha.
You heard this many brilliant black women hosting their own shows on talk radio. Never. Until now.
With the House,
reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
We've been shut out, but we persist. And if you're not tuning in, you're missing out.
You are no match for that black lady.
KBLA Talk 1580. Black women have a lot to talk about.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that program that talks about the subjects that don't get talked about quite enough within our community. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and even grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Why? We simply want to help people live their best life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Speaking of living your best life, we always share a word from Lemert Park's own sister, Nawili. Her word this week says, when you use all that the universe has given you, you'll find that you lack nothing. Our goal is to make sure all of you who get up early on Saturday morning catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell all your friends to download the KBLA 1580 app where they can listen anytime, anywhere. Don't assume that they know about this unapologetically progressive talk radio station. This station provides a platform for us to talk to ourselves about ourselves and for ourselves. So we ask the question, if we want to help improve ourselves and love ourselves and encourage ourselves, one of the topics that we have to cover is financial literacy. So today we're talking about making business work for you. Our guest this morning is Constance Anderson, California Market President for the Center by Lendustry. Constance Anderson is an accomplished community economic development and banking executive who has worked successfully in Southern California market for over 20 years. As president of the Center by Lendustry, she is committed to supporting underserved small businesses. During this pandemic, the center has helped nearly 11,000 clients and small business receive more than $180 million in funding. The Center by Lendustry partners with other nonprofit businesses, government-sponsored entities to provide resources, including technical assistance, and educational training, not just financial lending. Constance has a passion to help small businesses thrive to become the best they can be. This morning, Ms. Anderson will help us understand the importance of making business work for you, your family, and our community. Constance, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Constance, we're glad you're with us this morning. But before we get into talking about making business work for you, I want you to just give our audience a little more about your background and your passion and why you've been on this mission to help our community start, sustain, and grow businesses for over 20 years.
Thank you, Gerald. I'll do that. My passion probably started as a young girl, I guess, going to high school in Compton, California. I relocated from Alabama to California, went to Compton High School, left Compton, moved into banking. And the first financial institution I worked for, believe it or not, was in Century City, First Los Angeles Bank, which is where my passion started to grow. At First LA Bank, I decided that African Americans did not have access to some of the services that the West Side did. So my goal, working with First Los Angeles Bank, becoming your community reinvestment officer, CRA officer, was going back into the community and finding businesses that had a lack of access to capital. So I guess that's where it started. From there, I just kind of moved around from one organization to the other one. And at Pacific Coast Regional, I became the director of a small business development center, which is an SBA program. There is where I realized that I had more passion than I could actually work with, so I needed to hire a team. We built a classroom there, servicing more than 5,000-6,000 people in the small business world. From there, I was sort of scooped up by Everett Sands, who's the president of Lendustry, to come over to Lendustry and run their nonprofit, the Center by Lendustry. The Center by Lendustry has been, I've been with the Center by Lendustry for almost 3 years now, and started a few months before the pandemic started. When the pandemic started, I realized what an impact a finance or a fintech, which is our parent company, Lendustry. And I will talk to you all about Lendustry in just a few moments. But the Center by Lendustry is a nonprofit supporting and meeting business owners where they are. We use our parent company to make sure that our clients have a pathway in accessing capital. But the Center by Lendustry is a technical assistance provider. We have one-on-one advisors. We have 10 on our team right now, skilled in different skill sets to work with people in different NACES or industry codes. We have a program that just ended with MetroLink, and that program allowed us to support small businesses in getting access to contracting opportunities. Now, the contracting opportunities became another passion of mine because it's another way for small businesses to have access to other resources of revenue. And so from there, we have established a procurement program that helps small businesses to get certified to do business with any government or public utility, thinking that this is another way that a brick and mortar, a home-based business, can have access to generate other revenue. And those are contracting opportunities. Our goal, yes.
No, go ahead. Got one more minute.
Our goal is to just basically meet small businesses where they are. Both companies are led by minorities, and meeting businesses where they are, listening to them, and making sure that they have access to resources to build a sustainable business.
Well, Constance, thank you for that, letting us know all the great things that the Center of Bilingual Industry is doing and how they partner with other people to make it happen. We're going to continue to talk about the importance of making business work for our community. As you know, the number of Black-owned businesses is pale in comparison to some of the other minorities as well as the white community in this country, and we want to do something about that. So when we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation with Constance Anderson, president of the Center by Lindustry. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios has you covered. We're a professional podcast and voiceover studio located in Leimert Park. We specialize in recording and live streaming audio and video podcasts. Let us help you set up, record, and distribute your podcast. Hosting a podcast is a great way to bring awareness to your business, product, or good cause. For more info, visit morrismediastudios.com or give us a call at 323-815-4204.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't miss incredible Macy's Black Friday and July specials, like 50% off designer dresses for any occasion. And complete the look with 30 to 50% off summer shoes and sandals. And get 40 to 60% off gadgets and cookware from Martha Stewart Collection. Or get an extra 25% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
It's been a business doing pleasure. The
things you do, you just can't not measure.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning we're talking about making business work for you with the president of the Center by Lendistry, Ms. Constance Anderson. Before we went to break, I had mentioned that black folks own fewer businesses in this country than most other people. The U.S. Census Bureau annual business survey identified some 124,000 black-owned businesses with more than one worker, which constitutes only 2% of the nation's total, far below the 13% of the population that we represent. Ms. Anderson, tell us how you and the Center by Lendistry help people get those businesses started and help grow revenue to generate those businesses and sustain them.
Sure. Thank you, Gerald. One of the ways we work with our businesses is that either they can call our customer service line, they would reach someone that can help them with an intake process. From that intake process, we move them into working with a gentleman that would help them with the assessment of where their business is today. If they're starting a business, we have startup skill set individuals on the team that can help them with starting up their business, getting permits, license, determining what type of entity they should be, and helping them to get the capital that they might need for a startup. Excuse me. And knowing that startup funding is a little bit more difficult than funding for an existing business, I want to make sure, Gerald, I mentioned there's a new grant fund out there at a later moment in this call for startups. But right now, we process our clients by making sure that we take them through an assessment. What is it that they want to do? What are they hoping to accomplish with their business? And just determining what type of entity they are. And they have access to our on-demand platform, which has over 40 topics in it. And I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice. Not a good day. So at any rate, in those 40 topics, they have access to Microsoft Suite, Zoom, how to use Zoom, and how to start a business, how to develop a business plan, how to understand what projections and margins are. Pretty much everything that I could think of is included in our on-demand platform. That is free. They only need to go to our website. They can start taking classes as soon as they'd like. We send them a link. And part of our mission is meeting clients where they are. So in doing that and living up to that mission, once they get the link, if they are a 2 a.m. type person, they can take their class at 2 a.m.
Okay.
So they have platform access, and they also have access to one-on-one assistance. And soon we will be adding cohort assistance, where we'll bring in businesses in a particular industry and host individual or cohort classes for that particular area.
So what should a person, I'm thinking about starting a business, I think I know the direction I want to go, but I'm not quite sure. What do I have to have in place before I make the call to the Center by Lendistry in order to get involved in the program? Do you help people? Do you guide people as to where they should go and what business they should start based on their interest, or how does that work?
Well, hopefully, I like to say I like to start with the clients that have a passion for what it is that they would like to use to start generating revenue. And from my opinion is, if you're passionate about something and you can still generate revenue, it'll be a much easier start. However, most people start a business because they're interested in generating revenue. And so if that's the case, we can help either. Some people have a hobby that they now realizing they're making $10,000 a month, but it's a hobby. Mm-hmm. Well, I convinced them that, you know, this is a business now. So let's get the business entity set up so that we can move forward and you can take better care of your family.
So those of you who are listening to Constance talk about all these things that the Center by Lendistry does, and there are other organizations that help people start businesses, that have a question, You want to give us a call at 800-920-1580, 800-920-1580. If you have an idea, if you're planning on starting a business or you just recently started a business, give us a call while we have a wealth of information by the name of Constance Anderson on the line that can help guide and direct you in those areas. You mentioned earlier about startup capital, and we know that startup capital is something that is the biggest stumbling block. I read something that said white entrepreneurs usually start their businesses with over $107,000 in capital, where most black folks start their business have something around $35,000 in capital. So tell us about those grants that you mentioned earlier to help support business owners get started.
First of all, I want to make sure that everyone understands there are two entities here. Lendistry is the parent company of the Center by Lendistry. Lendistry is a CDFI, financial technology-based business. And basically all that means is they lead the country in fintech, which should make it easier for small businesses to have access to capital. Lendistry is now the administrator of a fund called California Dream Fund, which is a federal program that is designated to help small businesses that are startups. So it will require that you do a number of hours of training. And if you go to the lendistry.com website, you can get more information and you can certainly apply. But you will need to work with two entities to get it done. Keeping in mind, as funding comes to Lendistry, so does the rules and the regs and the direction and so forth. Right. So Lendistry is the administrator of the funding, but the funding came from another source.
And sorry,
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I am. The funding goes up to $10,000 for a startup.
Okay. Okay, that's where I was going. So $10,000 is available for startups. So Lendistry is the supplier of the funding, but the Center by Lendistry gives you all the other training and technical assistance in order to make sure your business is successful?
Yes, definitely. And in some cases, because this is a California-based program, the California Dream Fund is funded by the state of California, and as a result of that, they've included other TA providers or technical assistance providers. So we can provide direction, but the training is coming through the Small Business Development Centers. A little bit complicated. Don't worry about it. Just give us a call. Go to the website, and you'll find the directions.
So the main thing we want people to know is that if you have a passion, if you have an idea, if you want to start a business, you know, we talk about, you know, minimizing or eliminating this huge wealth gap that we have between our community and other communities. Owning our own businesses, owning property, those are the ways we can do that. So the more of us who have that passion and step out, take that risk and start a business, the quicker we as a community will recover from the position that we're in today. So you mentioned earlier that these programs, there are grants that are offered and there are also contracts that are offered. And I'm sure some of those are through the government. So how does one go about doing business with these government entities and get involved in some of these contracts opportunities that are out there?
Pretty much it's the same. Contact the Center by Lendistry.org. Let us know your interest in getting certified so that you can do business with government agencies, generating additional revenue for your business. And then we will help you to get certified and have access to those funds. Keeping in mind, you need to be certified with whatever entity is required in order to do business with the state of California, AT&T, Department of Water and Power, Southern California Gas Company. There's a ton of funds available for small businesses, but you must be certified first.
And the certification process is what?
The certification process is different for each entity, and that's what we would work with the business owner in deciding.
Okay. I do remember years ago when I started an agency and I was bidding on certain
media contracts for the city and the county, I had to be certified. And I think it was the MTA had a program where you could be, once you were certified by them, it kind of qualified you to do business with everybody. Does that still exist?
It exists at a certain level. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we hear often is that, why doesn't just one certification work across the board?
Right.
Well, that is an act of Congress.
Okay.
And certainly can help you to get a certification that will help you with multiple entities, like a federal, the SBA, that's one certification. There's federal contracts, there's public utility certifications. So we can certainly help you. And some only require that you be minority certified. Mm-hmm. So that's one that kind of puts you into an area where you can apply for multiple things. And then, Gerald, if I could, mm-hmm. what happens after that? Once you're certified, you still need to stay involved because the bidding opportunity can be a bit laborious, and we can help you with the bidding opportunity. We can help you with contract financing. Lendistry, parent company, has a program now dedicated just to contract financing.
Okay. So in this process, is there, so people can really get an idea of how it works, is there a success story that you know, have top of mind that you can share with us of somebody who came to you, went through the program and, you know, we don't have to give their name or anything, but just how now they have a viable business. Can you go through a success story of how it has worked and have you seen it work to help minorities get their businesses started?
Sure. There is a business which you can find on our website, and the website is www.thecenterbylendistry.org. In this particular instance, it's a restaurant owner. And some time ago, I started working with that woman-owned business and making sure that her staff had training, customer service training, and so forth. And I insisted that she also get minority certified. When PPP happened, she was basically out of business. But as a result of being certified, she was able to feed a lot of the elderly businesses in senior facilities. So she was able to continue to generate money for her business and keep some of her employees employed as a result of getting certified, being a minority-owned business, and having access to the Center by Lendistry.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was it. Mm-hmm. And bigger story is on our website.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I say to her often that, you know, she's getting free marketing on my website.
So because of her success, she's got a free commercial going on the website.
Exactly.
That's great.
Exactly.
That's great to hear. So once the person gets started and you get funding needed for the contract, do you help them kind of manage the process going forward?
Absolutely. We stay involved as much as the business owner or the small business enterprise would like us to. In some cases, I promote with my team that they always make themselves available to clients. In other words, right now, Lendistry is Amazon's preferred lender. So if you're a small business and you would like to sell your wares or goods to Amazon, we can help you with the capacity that you need in order to manage that contract.
That's great. That's great. And getting your small business connected with Amazon is a sure way of attracting customers and getting that product out there. We're going to continue our conversation with Constance Anderson, who is the president of the Center by Lendistry, and her organization is helping people get funding and get their businesses off the ground. You're listening to Urban Family Focus on KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Ray Harris, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The United States Army has announced nearly 60,000 members who refuse to get a COVID vaccine will be barred from their duties. A downstate Republican judge is making history on the Illinois Supreme Court.
As women and people of color, we need not limit our dreams or settle for less.
Judge Lisa Holder White has officially joined the state's high court as its first black female justice. A congressman from Texas is planning to introduce legislation to ban abortions nationwide. Jody Arrington of Texas says his bill is modeled after legislation in Texas, which doesn't have exceptions for rape or incest. And that's the latest. I'm Ray Harris on your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
With a change of weather comes a change of pests. Whether it's termites, bed bugs, or rodents, Stanley Pest Control can provide you a green approach to solve all your pest issues. Get help today. For a free inspection, visit StanleyPest.com. That's StanleyPest.com.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. Okay?
Please.
Okay.
Ladies first. Ladies first.
Hi, I'm Dominique DePrima, host of First Things First, weekday mornings. There are plenty of good reasons to listen to KBLA Talk 1580, but let me give you a dozen more.
Let's get intimate. I'm Dr. Jashana Johnson.
She's Krista.
And she's Kiara.
And this is Donna Michi versus Everybody.
I'm Nicole Franklin. Welcome to Before You Go.
I'm Malina Abdullah, and you're listening to Black Lives Matters. This is not a drill.
Welcome back to Areva Martin Out Loud.
This is Legal Lens with Angela Red Upright.
I'm Cynthia Brooks, and you're listening to Urban Wellness Now.
It's The Backstory with Michelle Duffy.
Living in the Sweet Spot with Angelique Francis.
I'm Tasha. Welcome back to KBLA's Lyric Lounge.
Yo, yo, Lonnie Love and me, Angelique. Welcome to Cafe Mocha.
Have you heard this many brilliant black women hosting their own shows on talk radio? Never, 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 until now.
With the house,
reclaiming my time, reclaiming my time.
We've been shut out, but we persist. And if you're not tuning in, you're missing out.
You are no match for that black lady.
KBLA Talk 1580.
1580.
Black women have a lot to talk about.
Are you ready to shop for quality, natural-looking wigs? Try Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collections of glueless human hair lace wigs in the USA, located in Culver City. They have over 10 years of experience. Magic Hair Company promotes healthy hair and protects your edges, too. They also have lots of bundles, closures, and hundreds of wigs in store. Try Magic Hair Company's signature hair care products and hot styling tools. Come shop and use the KBLA promo code. Come through and see the difference. If you're suffering from hair loss, Magic Hair Company does medical reimbursement and can have your insurance pay for your wig. Are you ready for a new look? Magic Hair Company custom lace wig specialists will have you leaving like a new person. They also offer in-store custom coloring and easy glueless install. Natural look wigs, long-lasting quality wig makers. Use promo code KBLA. Follow Magic Hair Company on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Magic Hair Co. Magic Hair Company is also hiring, so email them your resume today.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three D's: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, challenging you to be the change you want to see. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles Incorporated is a nonprofit, community-based organization with a mission to improve the quality of life for African Americans and other minorities by enhancing educational and economic opportunities for youth with initiatives like the Young Black Scholars Program, the Junior Investment Program, and the Technology Summit. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles focuses on mentoring, education, health and wellness, economic empowerment, and leadership. They're a body of outstanding black men whose training, skills, and experiences adds value to their communities. To join the organization and make a difference, offer support, or sign up an eligible young scholar, visit 100BMLA.net, 100BMLA.net, or call 310-497-2176. That's 310-497-2176. This is the community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Down this 40. Is this 40 holding down me?
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we've been having a conversation this morning with Constance Anderson, who is the president of the Center by Linda Street. And we've been talking about how to get your business started, all the resources that are available to those of you who want to start a business. And we're going to continue that conversation. But before we do, I just want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African American and other minorities by ensuring our community has access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs and services and events, log on to laul.org. Constance, you've done a great job of telling people what the organization is all about and all the resources that are available to them. And I wanted to share something with you that I read recently that said, and this came from the Census Bureau, that they estimate that there's a $330 billion disparity between black and white families in annual flow of wealth. And it points out that 60% of that wealth that these families enjoy comes from intergenerational wealth transfers, which means there are businesses in that community that are thriving and being passed down from generation to generation. So we've been talking about how to get businesses started, but I don't know about you, but I have this passion, which is why I started this program with the Urban League called BWARP, which is Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, in order to help people not just gain wealth, but sustain it and pass it down. In your dealing with businesses and being in finance for as long as you have, what are your thoughts on why we as a community don't transfer the wealth, and particularly from business to the next generation, as much as others?
Thank you, Gerald. That is a passion of mine. It saddens me sometimes when I speak to an African American owned business, and I will quote you that I will give you a quote that I got from a business owner when I asked him about the legacy of his business and moving it from him to his children. And he said they could do better than that. And I was taken back by that, because I had also done some research and noticed that he had a multi-million dollar business that he didn't feel was worth his children taking over and running. Now, what I have found in my investigations and just reviewing and talking to business owners, that their children have no desire whatsoever to take over their parents' business. And I find that it is stronger in the African American families and businesses than in other cultures. And I'd like to help African American businesses to know that their business is worthwhile and it is an opportunity for legacy within their family from one generation to the other. I, as you can tell by my comments, I don't understand that, because when I talk to other cultures, it is a given that their kids will go off to college, in some cases, go to college, come home, and the next step is running their parents' business, taking over the business, taking the business to the next level. What I want to make sure of is, if your parents are plumbers or electricians and they started their business, you know, getting dirty, crawling under the house, that no longer has to be done by the owner. You can hire people to do that. But in a lot of cases, what I've also found is that in some cases, the children have somewhat of a bad taste regarding the running of a business. And it's unfortunate, but it usually requires the whole family being involved with the business at some point. And not having your children involved, at least understanding what it takes for them to operate the business, just causes a divide between what I'd like to see more legacy-formed businesses.
You know, I feel the same way you feel as far as what happens in our community about children not wanting to take over the business. And as you mentioned, sometimes the parent has a different vision for their child. They want them to be a doctor or a lawyer, or they want them to go to college, be the first one to go to college and do something different with their life and get involved in, so, you know, mainstream corporations, tech, whatever it is. But what I feel is same as you stated, that just because you become a doctor or a lawyer doesn't mean that you can't keep whatever the family business is going. You may have to hire people. That family business may not generate as much bottom line as it did, you know, when the person worked it themselves. But we have to figure out a way to keep these legacy businesses or our family business going. I know growing up, I had an uncle who had a maintenance company, cleaned buildings, and made a very, very good living cleaning business buildings in Beverly Hills and other places. But he couldn't get any of his children interested in cleaning business. They didn't want to clean up their room, let alone clean a business. But if they if they had decided to take over that business without cleaning a room and just keeping it going, I can imagine what it would be worth today. This was back in the 50s and 60s when he had this business. So we both feel the same way about that. Do I have a caller online? No? Okay. I thought I saw the... Okay. They were looking. We did have a caller, Constance, and they wanted you to spell the name of, I guess, Lindustry, so they could make sure they had it spelled correctly. And
do I need to spell?
It's Lendistry.
Correct.
The Center by Lindustry. Lendistry. Is that correct, Constance?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is.
But, and, you know, not to say that there aren't any success stories in our community. I have a personal experience myself. One of my dearest friends was someone that most of us know. His name is Adolph Doolin. And as you know, Adolph started in the restaurant business years ago. And I knew Adolph when he worked for the county of Los Angeles. And I remember him telling me that he was going to quit his job with the county and open up a hamburger stand right next to the Page Four. we all kind of looked at him crazy, like, man, you gonna quit this good paying job and open a hamburger stand? And as we know, after Hamburger City, there was Aunt Kizzy's Back Porch, and then there was Doolin's, and, you know, then his son Greg opened up Doolin's on Crenshaw. So that's an example of how a family can take a business and take it to the next level, which we're very proud of, and I just want to encourage more people out there listening to do the same. And if you have a family business and you need to take it to that next level and you need financing, you need some help, then you have people like Constance and the Center by Lindustry to help you do that. So if you do have a question for us, please give us a call at KBLA Talk 1580, 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. 1580. So Candace, we both have this passion. We both want to see more and more black businesses not only get started and thrive, but remain in the community. What else can you suggest that will encourage not just the children, but the parents to hold this vision and share it during family conversations? And if they can't get their children involved, there may be a niece or nephew or somebody in that community to at least keep it in the community family, so to speak.
Sure. I think basically you can talk to us, making sure that you understand the value of your business. And like you said, Gerald, you don't have to be the day-to-day, but keeping the business in the family is something we all should think about. Years ago, I was in an organization called Urban Financial Services Coalition, where we mentored young people to go into the banking world to maybe pick up the positions that we may walk away from. I think that in general, business owners should think about, I'm running this business, I'm getting older, would my son, would my daughter be the person to take over, my niece, nephew, whomever? But in doing that, I think you also have to think about the value. You don't really have to shut your business down. You don't really have to close it. You do need to know the value of it. And if you do need to sell it, we can also help you with that as well. But I think I'd like to just leave this conversation with, legacy is something every other culture is. It's an automatic in most other cultures. I'd like it to be an automatic in the African-American community.
Constance, thank you for that. I see we have a caller, and we're going to get to that caller when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
A bill calling for targeted funding for low-performing Black students moves forward. Maisha Cairo here with your KBLAC Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. A bill that would generate over $400 million for an estimated 785 public school districts across the state to provide critically needed academic support for Black students is on its way. It's on its way to the California Senate Committee on Appropriations. AB 2774 addresses equity issues with the local control funding formula. It would require the superintendent of public instruction to annually identify the lowest performing pupil subgroups. There are nearly 310,000 Black students enrolled in California public schools. Approximately 80,000 Black students in the state do not receive any additional funding. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman supports the legislation and says we're in a state of emergency. Find us on social media and let's talk about it at KBLA 1580.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't miss incredible Macy's Black Friday in July specials, like 50% off designer dresses for any occasion. And complete the look with 30 to 50% off summer shoes and sandals. And get 40 to 60% off gadgets and cookware from Martha Stewart Collection. Or get an extra 25% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus, download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Thanks for having our backs in year one. We appreciate you downloading our KBLA 1580 app and spreading the word about the talk of the town. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, addiction counselor and life coach. And this morning we've been talking with Constance Anderson, who is the president of the Center by Lindstrom here in Los Angeles and who operates throughout the state of California. We've talked about how to get started, all the resources that are available for us to start a business. And we segued into maintaining those businesses within our community to try to do something about this wealth gap, I'll call it, between the inheritance from our generations in the Black community versus our counterparts in the white community. There's a gap of over $200 billion annually in the amount of revenue that is transferred within those families. And naturally, we're looking up at the other folks. So we've been talking about how to sustain businesses and pass them down. And we have a caller on line one, Mike from L.A. Mike wants to make a comment. Welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, man. Good morning. I was listening. I was on the road, and I was listening. I had to pull over and call in. You know, one of the main reasons that a lot of the kids aren't going into family businesses are businesses. I heard the lady said you may get dirty on a job or something. Mm-hmm. But you know, the main reason is because they took the vocation and the trades out of schools. Mm. And that's been over 50 years now. And these kids are coming out of school, you know, they're training them to go to college. And, you know, Boo Boo is not going to college. Right. And they realize that long, long ago, when he comes out of elementary school, they know he's not college material. Mm-hmm. But he has abilities to work with his hands. He can be a tradesman. You know, they're hurting for construction people now. They're hurting for mechanics. They're hurting for electricians. They're hurting for plumbers. These are all $100,000 jobs just starting out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kids that do go to college, they come out with 50 to over $100,000 to $200,000 worth of student loans.
Absolutely.
If they finish college. You know, that was one of the most devastating things they did to the Black community. They did this 50 years ago now.
Mike, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's one of my biggest pet peeves with LA Unified and all the school systems, actually, because you're right. Taking the trades out of our schools, away from our kids, knowing that, you know, only 20, 30% of them are going to go to college out of high school, leaving them without anything to do, I thought was horrific, and it's still horrific, and I don't understand why more of the community like yourself aren't up in arms about it, because it has had a negative effect on our kids even thinking towards trades and opening up their own auto shop or any type of business on their own, because they don't have the skill sets to do so, and that's a result of the failure of our school system. And I don't understand it, but I'm certainly glad you called in, and thank you for calling in and bringing that up. Constance, what do you think about that?
I would agree. I would agree wholeheartedly. But I think that we can't fix the trade situation in the schools overnight. Mm-hmm. And we're losing traction with our small businesses every day, all day. And I think that just opening the hearts and minds of those successful business owners, that these are businesses that we, number one, we'd like to keep in the community. And number two, we'd like to make sure we have a good person, a person that understands the business running it. And it may not be a relative, but there's a couple of things that's happening with the legacy. If you just outright sell your business, it becomes a community that doesn't have basically that particular African-American owned business on Crenshaw or in Leimert Park and so forth.
Yeah, you know, there are situations where selling the business is something that needs to be done. But again, if we network with each one another and make sure that we do our due diligence, there is a great opportunity that business can stay in the community. I know I grew up in a family that owned some businesses, and we did everything we could to make sure that when they were sold, they remained in the community. We're going to continue our conversation and wrap things up with Constance Anderson. who is the president of the Center by Lindustry. When we come forward here on Urban Family Focus, you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BOB Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios is holding a Podcasting for Beginners class. Join us online on Saturday, July 23rd at 10 a.m. Learn how to set up, record, distribute, and monetize your podcast. Sign up today. To register, visit morrismediastudios.com. That's morrismediastudios.com. Or give us a call at 323-815-4204. Start your podcast today.
Are you ready to shop for quality, natural-looking wigs? Try Magic Hair Company, one of the largest collections of glueless human hair lace wigs in the USA, located in Culver City. They have over 10 years of experience. Magic Hair Company promotes healthy hair and protects your edges, too. They also have lots of bundles, closures, and hundreds of wigs in store. Try Magic Hair Company's signature hair care products and hot styling tools. Come shop and use the KBLA promo code. Come through and see the difference. If you're suffering from hair loss, Magic Hair Company does medical reimbursement and can have your insurance pay for your wig. Are you ready for a new look? Magic Hair Company custom lace wig specialists will have you leaving like a new person. They also offer in-store custom coloring and easy glueless install. Natural looking wigs, long-lasting quality wig makers. Use promo code KBLA. Follow Magic Hair Company on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Magic Hair Co. Magic Hair Company is also hiring, so email them your resume today.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach. And this morning we've had a conversation with Constance Anderson, who is the president of the Center by Lindustry. And we've talked about all the things that her organization can do to help you get a business started, help you sustain that business, help you grow that business. And we rounded out our conversation by talking about how we pass that business along and make it a lasting part of our community. I know there are organizations, my good friend Michael Lawson at the Urban League has this dream about recreating Black Wall Street right here in Los Angeles, and we can't do that unless we own some businesses. So, Constance, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. We only have a couple of minutes left, so I'd like you to give us a couple of closing comments, which includes reminding people how they can get in touch with the Center by Lindustry.
Thank you, Gerald, and thanks again for having me. I hope our listeners understand that my goal, the Center by Lindustry's goal, is to support as many small businesses in underserved, underbanked communities as possible. The best way to reach us is www.thecenterbylindustry. Lindustry is L-E-N-D David I-S-T-R-Y.org. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Keep in mind, your business should work for you.
So thank you, Constance, for being with us this morning. I just want to close by saying, you know, there are a lot of things that we can do to close this wealth gap. Owning a business and sustaining that business is one of them. Naturally getting an education, learning a trade, taking advantage of all these gig opportunities that are out there. Do what you can to improve your debt ratio. And when you do get some money, buy appreciable assets. You've been listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach. Black Lives Matter is next. This is Not a Drill. We'll see you next Saturday on Urban Family Focus.